Have you ever noticed how a simple cup of chamomile tea can calm your nerves after a stressful day? Or how the scent of lavender seems to melt away tension? These aren't just old wives' tales. They're glimpses into one of humanity's oldest healing arts. Herbal medicine has sustained us throughout history, accessible regardless of political systems or regulations. We exist in a remarkable symbiotic relationship with plants, whose complex biochemical language we've only begun to decode despite their well-documented medicinal history. While celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Jennifer Aniston have popularized herbal remedies in recent years, this renewed interest represents a return to our roots rather than a new trend. As modern healthcare costs bankrupt nearly 2 million Americans annually, medicinal plants offer affordable alternatives that grow virtually everywhere, sometimes even in the cracks of city sidewalks. To truly harness the power of herbal medicine, we must first learn its fundamental language, herbal energetics. This system categorizes herbs based on their sensory qualities and observable effects on the body. Think of it as learning the alphabet before attempting to read. These basic energetic categories form the foundation for understanding how herbs work. Just as musical notes combine to create infinite varieties of music, herbs' energetic properties blend to create thousands of unique medicinal profiles. These qualities are organized into three fundamental sets of energetic properties that help us match herbs to specific conditions. The first set relates to how herbs affect energy production. Warming herbs stimulate metabolism and increase blood flow to cool, pale tissues. Imagine how ginger creates a warming sensation that spreads through your body. Cooling herbs like peppermint do the opposite, sedating metabolism and soothing irritation. Neutral herbs have minimal effect on circulation or metabolism. The second set addresses how herbs affect tissue density. Moistening herbs increase moisture content to lubricate dry or brittle tissues. Think of marshmallow root's soothing effect on an irritated throat. Drying herbs remove excess fluid to firm up damp, swollen tissues, like how sage helps dry up excessive sweating. Balancing herbs normalize tissues regardless of whether they're too damp or too dry, helping to establish equilibrium. The third set concerns how herbs affect muscle tone and secretion. Constricting herbs increase tissue tone to stop excessive flow and secretions. White oak bark exemplifies this by tightening loose tissue. Relaxing herbs ease muscle cramps and spasms to promote better flow, as when valerian relieves tension. Nourishing herbs provide essential nutrients that improve tissue structure and function, similar to how nettle supplies minerals for healthy blood building. Understanding these energetic properties allows us to match herbs to specific tissue states: irritation, excess, versus depression, deficiency, stagnation versus atrophy, and constriction versus relaxation. When we align herbs with these states, we achieve better results than simply matching herbs to disease names. With an understanding of energetic terms, we can categorize herbs into 12 groups based on their taste, constituents, and effects on the body. This classification system helps us select appropriate remedies for specific conditions. Pungent herbs like capsicum, cayenne, ginger, and mustard stagnation. They induce perspiration, stimulate circulation and digestion, but can deplete energy reserves if overused. Aromatic herbs contain volatile oils that evaporate with heat and light. Examples include dill, peppermint, and lemon balm. Generally warming and drying, but milder than pungent herbs, they strongly affect the nervous system. Many are antimicrobial, induce perspiration, stimulate circulation, and expel intestinal gas. Simple bitters contain diterterpenes and glycosides that create their bitter taste. Examples include artichoke leaf, gentian, and hops. Most are cooling and drying, moving energy downward and inward. They stimulate digestive secretions when tasted, not when encapsulated, can have sedative effects, and are often detoxifying. Alkaloidal bitters contain alkaloids like caffeine, nicotine, or berberine. Examples include golden seal and Oregon grape. They're typically cooling and drying, detoxifying, and stimulate digestion and liver function. Some fight infections. Alkaloids can mimic hormones and neurotransmitters with specific effects on nervous and glandular systems. Fragrant bitters combine qualities of simple bitters and aromatics. Examples include elecampane, black walnut hulls, and wormwood. Their warming and drying stimulate appetite and digestion, and many expel parasites. Acrid herbs have a bitter, burning taste resembling bile. Examples include lobelia, kava-kava, and black cohosh. They're typically relaxing, cooling, and drying with antispasmodic properties that relieve cramps. Astringent herbs contain tannins that create a slightly bitter taste and puckering sensation. Examples include green tea, white oak bark, and sage. They constrict and dry tissues, reducing secretions, tightening loose tissue, and aiding blood coagulation. Sour herbs contain fruit acids and flavonoids. They're cooling and nourishing, either balancing, slightly moistening, or slightly drying. They reduce inflammation and free radical damage, strengthen capillaries, and tone weak tissues. Salty herbs have a subtle grassy taste from mineral salts. Examples include alfalfa, mullein, and seaweeds. They're balancing and nourishing, moistening dry tissues while drying damp ones. They clear lymphatics, promote lymph flow, and support kidney function. Sweet herbs have a subtle sweetness from polysaccharides or saponins. Examples include licorice, stevia, and ginseng. They're typically moistening and neutral in temperature, used to strengthen weakened conditions and replenish energy reserves. Muselant herbs have a bland or slightly sweet taste with a slippery texture when moistened. Examples include aloe vera and slippery elm. They're moistening, cooling, and nourishing, soothing hot, dry tissues and protecting mucous membranes. Oily herbs have an oily taste and texture from fatty acids. Examples include flaxseed and evening primrose seed. They're nourishing and cooling, providing fatty acids for energy production, immune, nerve, and glandular function. Unlike pharmaceuticals that target specific biochemical reactions for symptom relief, herbs contain thousands of compounds that interact with the body in complex ways. A single herb like St. John's wort contains over 50 active compounds working synergistically. This complexity makes herbs relatively free of side effects, but sometimes less immediate in their action compared to drugs. For example, while an antibiotic might kill bacteria within hours, echinacea works by gradually strengthening the immune system over days or weeks. Getting results with herbal medicine requires both correct assessment and selecting the right remedy with proper administration and dosage. Traditional systems like Chinese medicine, Ayurveda, and Western herbalism use sophisticated assessment methods that match how herbs work holistically. Professional herbalists typically spend over an hour with clients examining overall health patterns, detailed medical history, dietary habits, lifestyle factors, sleep quality, stress levels, and emotional state to identify root causes. They may also examine the tongue, pulse, and other physical indicators that reveal underlying imbalances. The right remedy might not always be an herb. No plant can compensate for fundamental lifestyle issues. Chronic fatigue, for instance, might stem from poor sleep habits, dehydration, nutrient deficiencies, or excessive stress rather than requiring an herbal stimulant. Traditional herbalism favors the gentlest, effective approach, unlike modern medicine's focus on strong, fast-acting remedies. Ancient healers followed a hierarchy, first addressing lifestyle factors, then using food as medicine, then gentle herbs, and only using stronger remedies as a last resort. For example, for digestive issues, they might first recommend eating slowly and regularly, then suggest digestive spices like ginger and fennel in food before prescribing stronger herbal formulas. Proper administration is crucial for effectiveness. The form of the herb matters significantly. Swallowing licorice capsules won't help a sore throat as effectively as powder, tea, or small extract doses that coat the throat directly. Similarly, some herbs are better absorbed with fats, others need to be cooked, and some work best as fresh preparations. Dosage varies widely between traditions and individuals, requiring careful experimentation to find the optimal amount. Factors like body weight, age, condition severity, and individual sensitivity all influence proper dosing. Traditional systems often start with lower doses and gradually adjust based on response, particularly with more potent herbs. Success with herbal medicine often requires patience and consistency. While some herbs like peppermint for nausea can work quickly, many herbs build their effects gradually over weeks or months, especially when addressing chronic conditions. Regular monitoring and adjustment of the treatment approach ensures optimal results. The way an herb is prepared significantly affects its properties and effectiveness. The same plant can have entirely different medicinal actions depending on how it's processed and administered. Fresh herbs typically offer the highest medicinal potency, similar to how fresh produce generally contains more nutrients than processed foods. However, since most herbs aren't available fresh year-round, preservation through drying or extraction becomes necessary. Dried herbs remain potent for varying periods when stored properly in airtight containers away from light, heat, and moisture. Most dried herbs remain effective for 1 to 2 years, though flowers and leaves deteriorate faster than barks and roots. While convenient, encapsulated herbs bypass the body's taste and smell sentinels that naturally help regulate appropriate intake amounts, potentially reducing effectiveness for herbs that work via taste receptors. Liquid extractions offer numerous advantages. Water extractions, infusions, and decoctions represent the oldest and simplest method for making herbal medicine. Infusions work well for leaves and flowers, whose medicinal properties release easily in water, while decoctions extract constituents from tougher plant parts like bark, roots, and woody stems through simmering. Alcohol extractions, tinctures, are popular among professional herbalists. Alcohol effectively extracts most plant constituents and provides the longest shelf life of any herbal preparation. Tinctures allow precise drop-by-drop dosing for potent herbs and deliver constituents rapidly into the bloodstream. Glycerin extractions, glycerites, provide a sweet-tasting, non-toxic alternative suitable for children, alcoholics, and others who can't use alcohol. While not as potent as tinctures, properly made glycerites can last 3 to 10 years. For topical applications, oil-based preparations extract constituents soluble in fats using oils like olive, grapeseed, or almond oil. These form the foundation for salves, balms, lotions, and other topical applications that treat minor skin problems, burns, rashes, and dry skin. Nature freely provides healing plants that don't require wilderness expeditions to find. Many common lawn weeds, garden plants, and even grocery store herbs have medicinal value. While not necessary for making herbal medicines, harvesting your own herbs creates a deeper connection with nature. Throughout history, kitchen gardens commonly included medicinal herbs. Many herbs, especially culinary varieties, grow easily even in limited spaces like planter boxes. Local nurseries typically offer basic culinary herbs with medicinal properties: basil, cilantro, dill, fennel, garlic, oregano, parsley, rosemary, sage, and thyme. Many medicinal weeds likely grow in your yard or neighborhood. Common examples include burdock, dandelion, red clover, plantain, mullein, and wild lettuce. Before harvesting, proper plant identification is crucial. Confusion between similar-looking plants can occasionally lead to illness or even death. When wildcrafting, harvesting wild plants, ethical practices are essential. Check United Plant Savers, www.unitedplantsavers.org, for at-risk species lists and avoid harvesting these plants. Even with abundant species, follow ethical guidelines. Harvest only where plants grow abundantly. Take no more than 10% from any area, understand the plant's reproductive habits, and prefer harvesting renewable parts, leaves, seeds, flowers, over roots and bark when possible. Different plant parts often have distinct medicinal uses, and it's crucial to know which part you need. For example, elder flowers treat skin irritations and reduce fevers, while elder berries are antiviral and used for cardiovascular support. Using incorrect plant parts can cause toxic reactions. The edible tomato fruit versus its toxic leaves demonstrates this danger. The action of an herbal formula differs from the individual actions of its component herbs, just as a complete dish differs from its separate ingredients. When taking multiple herbs simultaneously, you're creating a formula where herbs interact, some enhancing each other's effects, others counteracting them. This interaction, known as herbal synergy, can create effects greater than the sum of individual herbs, similar to how garlic, onion, and herbs combine to create a rich sauce that transcends its components. While single herbs can be powerful when precisely matched to a person's symptoms, like using a rifle, formulas are more forgiving, like using a shotgun. Formulas combine herbs addressing multiple potential causes of a problem, increasing the likelihood of benefit. For instance, a sleep formula might include valerian for sedation, passionflower for anxiety, and chamomile for digestive calm, addressing various causes of insomnia. They also create synergy while counterbalancing potential side effects, like adding peppermint to ginger to prevent potential stomach irritation. A systematic approach to formula design uses four essential components: key herbs providing the primary action, supporting herbs, balancing herbs, and catalysts. Key herbs direct the action of the formula, like capsicum for warming or hawthorn for heart formulas. Supporting herbs enhance the key herbs' action or fill gaps in desired effects, such as combining motherwort with hawthorn for comprehensive cardiac support. Balancing herbs reduce side effects or improve flavor, like licorice in traditional Chinese formulas, while catalysts, such as capsicum, ginger, or prickly ash, activate the formula and improve absorption. For proportions, use 1 to 2 key herbs, 8 to 16 parts each, 2 to 4 supporting herbs, 4 to 8 parts each, 0 to 3 balancing herbs, 2 to 4 parts each, and 0 to 2 catalysts, 1 to 2 parts each. This structure creates balanced, effective formulas that address multiple aspects of a condition while minimizing side effects. For example, a digestive formula might use peppermint as the key herb, 12 parts, fennel and ginger as supporting herbs, 6 parts each, chamomile as a balancing herb, 3 parts, and a small amount of cayenne as a catalyst, 1 part. When designing formulas, consider the energetic qualities of herbs, warming, cooling, moistening, drying, and their specific organ affinities. Traditional systems, like Chinese medicine, emphasize these relationships. For instance, combining warming herbs like cinnamon with cooling herbs like peppermint to achieve balance. Time-tested traditional formulas can serve as templates, demonstrating successful combinations refined over centuries of use. Testing and adjusting formulas is crucial. Start with small batches and adjust proportions based on taste, effectiveness, and individual response. Document changes and results to refine your formulation skills over time. Remember that even slight adjustments in proportions can significantly impact a formula's effectiveness and palatability. Aromatherapy uses volatile compounds from plants called essential oils, the substances that give herbs their distinctive fragrances. These complex mixtures of alcohols, terpenes, phenols, and other compounds are soluble in fats, oils, glycerin, and alcohol, but not water. French chemist René Maurice Gattefosse coined the term after discovering essential oils, particularly lavender, were superior to chemical antiseptics for treating infected wounds during World War I. Essential oils maintain their effectiveness with repeated applications and generally affect the nervous and glandular systems while destroying harmful microbes. Their mood-altering effects occur primarily through smell, which is wired directly into the brain's limbic system. This direct connection to the amygdala, hippocampus, and hippocampus allows essential oils to alter hormone production and affect the autonomic nervous system. Beyond affecting mood, essential oils fight infections, antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, antiparasitic, and stimulate metabolic processes for faster wound healing, improved white blood cell counts, enhanced digestion, increased energy, and better circulation. These oils are absorbed through sinuses and skin, carried through the bloodstream to organs, and eliminated through the lungs or urinary system. Flower essences are homeopathic-like remedies made from flowers that work on emotional rather than physical levels. Developed by Dr. Edward Bach, an English doctor and homeopath, these preparations help resolve emotional conflicts that can lead to physical illness. Bach observed that certain personality traits corresponded with specific illnesses and created gentle flower remedies to restore emotional harmony. Plants, like people, develop characteristics to overcome environmental challenges. Their personality or energy pattern becomes apparent in how they grow and meet life's challenges. By capturing a plant's vibrational pattern through its flowers, we can internalize that energy to learn how to cope with similar challenges. Flower essences flood our bodies with positive vibrations that break through emotional blocks, increase awareness, and help us make constructive life changes that restore inner peace and happiness. Hydrotherapy combines water with therapeutic purposes, using ice, hot/cold water, or steam to ease pain, improve circulation, reduce inflammation, detoxify, or stimulate healing. Herbal hydrotherapy enhances these benefits by incorporating medicinal plants into treatments like enemas, douches, baths, foot soaks, and steams. This ancient practice, dating back thousands of years across multiple civilizations, combines the healing properties of water with the therapeutic compounds found in herbs. Baths and soaks serve multiple therapeutic purposes by stimulating circulation, relaxing muscles, easing itching, and helping recovery from colds and fevers. Herbs can be incorporated using various methods: tea bags, metal or bamboo infusers, gauze bags, cotton socks, or by adding a strained herbal decoction. For itching conditions like hives, eczema, or chickenpox, yellow dock, burdock, or Oregon grape provide relief through their anti-inflammatory properties. To address swelling and inflammation, comfrey, known as nitbone, plantain, white oak bark, or calendula are particularly effective. For nervous system support and relaxation, kava kava creates a gentle sedative effect, while lavender, chamomile, or rose petals offer aromatherapeutic benefits and muscle relaxation. Sweat baths, found across diverse cultures, including Scandinavian saunas, Native American sweat lodges, and Russian banyas, serve multiple therapeutic purposes. They help break fevers, accelerate recovery from infections, detoxify blood and lymph, and stimulate immunity. The process intentionally mimics a natural fever state, enhancing immune response and increasing white blood cell production. Proper preparation is essential. Drink plenty of water beforehand, prepare sweat-enhancing herbal tea, such as yarrow peppermint, elderflower, or ginger, soak in hot water, 100 to 104F, with Epsom salts or herbs for 20-30 minutes, then rest under covers while continuing to hydrate with mineral-rich fluids. Alternating hot and cold water therapy, known as contrast hydrotherapy, provides powerful stimulation to circulation, lymphatic drainage, and nerve energy. This technique eases chronic pain, improves muscle tone, enhances mood, and boosts immune function. Practice by alternating hot 3 minutes at 100 to 104F and cold 2 minutes at 50 to 60F for 3 complete cycles, always ending with cold. The same pattern can be used for soaking specific body parts in contrast baths. For enhanced therapeutic effect, add stimulating herbs like capsicum, garlic, ginger, or rosemary to hot soaks while incorporating soothing herbs such as comfrey, plantain, chamomile, or lavender in cold soaks. This combination maximizes both the temperature-based and herb-based healing properties. Regular herbal hydrotherapy sessions can be particularly beneficial for chronic conditions like arthritis, fibromyalgia, circulation problems, and immune system disorders. The key is consistency and proper technique, always starting gradually and adjusting temperature and duration based on individual tolerance and specific health needs. As we move towards sustainability and energy and food, we must apply the same principles to medicine. While modern pharmaceuticals are essential for serious illnesses, our current disease care system fails as true healthcare by ignoring the holistic connections between ecological, social, and emotional health. The emphasis on treating symptoms rather than addressing root causes has led to a growing recognition that complementary approaches are needed. The resurgence of interest in herbal medicine represents not just a return to tradition, but an evolution of healing practices. Modern herbalists combine ancient wisdom with scientific understanding, creating a more comprehensive approach to wellness. This integration allows us to benefit from both the time-tested knowledge of traditional herbalism and the precision of contemporary research. For example, studies now validate traditional uses of herbs like turmeric for inflammation, elderberry for immune support, and St. John's wort for mood regulation, while new extraction techniques enhance their bioavailability. Understanding herbal energetics, the traditional system of classifying herbs by their effects on the body's temperature, moisture, and tension states, provides a sophisticated framework for matching remedies to individual needs. A cooling herb like peppermint might address fever or inflammation, while warming ginger could improve circulation and digestion. These principles work alongside modern biochemical understanding of plant compounds like flavonoids, alkaloids, and terpenes. The accessibility of herbal medicine manifests in multiple ways. Urban foraging reveals medicinal plants like dandelion, plantain, and chickweed growing in city environments. Home gardens can supply fresh herbs like sage, thyme, and lemon balm for both culinary and medicinal use. Community herb gardens and teaching programs are spreading knowledge of plant medicine while supporting local food sovereignty. In an age of increasing healthcare costs and growing concerns about pharmaceutical side effects, herbal medicine provides an accessible, affordable complement to conventional care. A single herb often offers multiple benefits. For instance, holy basil can help manage stress, support immune function, and regulate blood sugar. This multi-target approach aligns with our growing understanding of how body systems interconnect. The modern herbal movement emphasizes sustainability and ethical wildcrafting practices. This includes proper plant identification, harvesting techniques that ensure species survival, and respect for indigenous knowledge and plant populations. Many herbalists now focus on using local, abundant plants rather than rare or endangered species, helping to preserve biodiversity while maintaining effective practice. Whether you're growing medicinal plants in your backyard, purchasing ethically wildcrafted herbs, or making your own extracts and preparations, you're participating in one of humanity's oldest healing traditions, one that continues to evolve and adapt to our modern world. This evolution includes new preparation methods like alcohol-free extracts, standardized products, and innovative delivery systems that make herbal medicine more accessible and effective for contemporary users.